I wish I could remember which ridge and which holler was which, since we own the farm now, but I just don't remember what he called them.
Did he name this Pea Ridge?
No, this ridge got its name Pea Ridge back during the Depression. Well, no, it wasn't Depression because we didn't live here during the Depression, but no. It's in the late 30s. And we had, you know, it was kind of the post-Depression, I guess you'd say. And we planted a lot of peas around on different spots on these ridges, different. Maybe the cotton wouldn't come up a certain place, and we'd plant peas. Everywhere we could plant peas, we did. And my brother-in-law, who was raised in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, he was a river man, and they were between jobs, and he came that year to help us with the farming a little bit. And he said, oh my, and we pick peas, and we pick peas. And I think that was when we first got a pressure canner, and we canned peas, and we dried peas, and we had so many peas, he said, well, I tell you what, that place is just Pea Ridge is all it is, and it's gone by that name ever since.
Birds didn't go after the peas?
No. If they did, there's still plenty left. Still plenty left.
That's the problem, I guess, with growing peas now. Is the birds will go through and just strip a field and nothing left. So, well, that's an interesting...
But we still have a pea patch nearly every year. We don't miss many having a pea patch. We haven't got one planted yet, but I'm going to plant one.
One year we put up so many peas, canned them and dried them, and we ate so many peas that he told somebody that his blood was 90% pea soup.
Do you have starlings? Do you have the bird starlings around?
Well, we call them blackbirds. I don't know whether they're the same thing as starlings or not.
Well, there are a blackbird is really, it's a glossy black and with a long tail.
We've got those starlings.
Starling is a grubby kind of looking bird. Mm-hmm. He's gray and speckled and a short tail. And the starlings are the ones that take our peas. So
that's what they have so much trouble with back in the wintertime at these feedlots.
That's right, it was a starling. Yeah. And cities, I think Union City, a certain spot in Union City had trouble with starlings. In Clarksville, Tennessee, I think starlings nearly took over up there.
Most everywhere that they had a big feedlot feeding hogs or cattle, they just was eating more than the cattle.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember them. as a kid, I don't remember starlings.
Well, I don't remember them either.
I don't either.
They just have taken over. Mm-hmm.
I believe they've come in here from show. I don't believe we had them that we never had doing that.
No, the old blackbird is
noisy,
but he doesn't do much.
We had to build scarecrows in the garden to keep some kind of birds out of the garden. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was the rabbits we were keeping out.
Maybe it was the hants.
And maybe it was.
You know, people in Weakley County have to have scarecrows out. They can't all raise gardens and pea patch and nothing else but for deer.
Oh, is that right? There's that many.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, around Hines up there where one of our fire towers are, well, they just have an awful time down there with deer. They just can't all raise a garden.
Well, I suppose there's, do they hunt very much here?
They do during hunting season, of course, you know, there's just a certain time of year you're allowed to hunt them.
Uh-huh.
They have a regular deer season.
I was surprised to see a lot of places with warnings for a deer crossing on the highway.
Mm-hmm. Talking about my...
Lots of deer in Natchez Trace. They have a lot of deer up there, State Park. Uh-huh. Well, I worked up there 4 days last week. I didn't see a deer the week before that.
Pretty well